This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. SVB was, before it was no longer, the financial home for much of the venture capital ecosystem in this country, that big thinking engine of innovation, which, to a degree, it is, sure, but in the wake of the failure of venture's favorite bank, it might be time to revisit that image that VC has of itself and that a lot of the rest of us might have of it, too. Peter Lee is a professor of law at UC Davis, where he studies that VC ecosystem. Professor Lee, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Could you, as briefly as is reasonable, describe the venture capitalist ecosystem for me, would you?
Sure. So first, social ties are really critical to Silicon Valley, and social ties are particularly important to connecting entrepreneurs and VCs. Basically, who you know matters more than what you know. Mm-hmm. Secondly, VCs exhibit a significant degree of herd mentality. So they tend to cluster investments in the same trendy technologies. There's a lot of kind of groupthink in their investments. And then finally, the VC business model really favors, and this is not entirely surprising, big upside in a medium-term time frame. So, you know, one of the upshots of this is that this effectively excludes large swaths of potentially socially valuable innovations from really being attractive from the perspective of VC investors.
Okay, so with that as academic backdrop then, were you at all surprised when on Friday morning you heard SVB had been seized by regulators?
So I was not actually that surprised. And I think this actually reflects one phenomenon I just described, which is this herd mentality. So, just as VCs tend to cluster their investments in particular areas of technology, it did not surprise me that, in fact, you had a significant movement on the part of VCs to advise their portfolio companies to get out of SVB.
Right. Okay. But this is the part of the conversation that I really wanted to get to. Here's the thing that amazes me about this, and this isn't my original thought. I have a very good friend who's in venture capital who repeated this to me on Friday afternoon. These guys, because most of them are guys in venture capital, basically cannibalized their own bank by urging their portfolio companies or directing their portfolio companies to get out of SVB. They made the bank that they were instrumental in helping create and live on crash.
That's true. That's true. And
are you kidding?
Well, you know, I think that in the long term and in a macroscopic sense, this obviously had very kind of negative impacts. But in terms of what you're doing in the moment, it actually makes sense to withdraw your money as quickly and as soon as possible before the bank fails and taking out your money no longer becomes viable.
What do you make then of the it was a very large handful of very high profile venture capitalists saying on Twitter and publicly elsewhere, you must save us or Armageddon will be nigh.
Right. So this, I think, is somewhat ironic, given that, you know, there is this ethos of kind of individualism, libertarianism within Silicon Valley. You know, this is kind of supposed to represent freewheeling market economy. But in fact, they're basically saying we need to have government intervention to step in to forestall a major crisis.
We should say here, the government smiles on the venture capital community.
Yes. You know, in many ways, the venture capital community has benefited substantially from government intervention. And I would say that the government's actually looked to the VC markets as an important tool in industrial policy.
With the understanding that you devoted some portion of your professional life to studying this group of people, this whole episode doesn't really reflect well on them, does it?
It doesn't, actually. And I think we need to think a bit carefully about the role of VC in society, the role of VC in the economy. So I think, you know, one of the reasons I was actually interested in studying the VC community is that they enjoy this almost mythic reputation, right, for innovation, for individuality, for creating long-term value. But I think that the collapse of SVB and other incidents really kind of poke some holes in that image. And I think that we might think a bit more carefully about how we might want to regulate VCs in the future.
Peter Lee is a professor of law at the University of California, Davis. The paper about which he spoke was just recently published in the Yale Journal of Law and Technology. Professor Lee, thanks for your time, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.